Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week's Toy of the Week comes from Transformers. It is the Transformers Combiner Wars Victorion boxed set. This item just went up for sale in the last couple of days, and we have it in stock. If you see it up for pre-order, you can always buy it from somewhere that's in stock. Just throwing that out there. But we also have many fine pre-orders, and you should buy those too. Really, what I'm getting at is just buy stuff from us. Anyway, this is a pretty big deal, because last year we had another Transformers Fans Choice fan-built vote. This is where Hasbro went to the fans and said, we're going to let you pick the color, alt mode, gender, origin, personality, Nemesis, and a bunch of other details of this toy, which is kind of cool. They did this with Windblade a couple of years ago, and most of it worked out okay. If you look at the great TF Wiki site, and you should, look for the article Fan Built Bot, because it shows what basically shaped out and what actually, they ended up using. With Windblade, if you look at what they came up with for pretty much every aspect of her personality and toy were selected by the vote and showed off in the comics. It said she was originally from a city on Cybertron called Kaon, which she wasn't in the comics or anywhere, so you can probably ignore that. But for Victorion, they pretty much got everything except for the color scheme. The original fan vote said cyan, red, and white. The actual toy, well, the original prototype we saw was sort of a Christmassy green and red. And the final toy, which I have here, I don't see any white on it. It's more gray, green, like a light, pale green and red. Still looks good, and they still got it most of the way. The character does appear in the Transformers IDW comic book, just Transformers, it used to be called Robots in Disguise, and the toy is partially new tooling. If you've been collecting Combiner Wars so far, you'll no doubt know exactly how to transform all these toys, because you get six robots: Pyra Magna, Stormclash, Skyburst, Dustup, Jumpstream, and Rustdust. They are based on molds that were mostly used for the first three teams, Defensor, Superion, and Menasor, which I may have already lost you on if you're not already a big fan of Transformers. What that means is that there's a big fire truck robot, two car robots, two helicopter robots, and a little motorcycle robot, and you can put them all together and make a big robot, which has a bunch of new parts on it. The combined robot is arguably why you're buying this. I assume anyone buying this set is going to get a lot out of the individual robots, because they are very nice, but what you're really going to do is have that big robot on display, because that's the impressive thing. She has a new head, kind of a new neck piece, a new sword, new hands, new feet, and some new chest panel bits, and of course all of the new bits that were added to the individual robots. The head's a little bit narrower and taller than it looks in the comics, because there's things you have to do for safety reasons, and of course for the laws of physics you have to be able to fit this thing from one mode to the other and not have giant crest elements popping off of her head. It turned out well. There's a blue transparent visor covering her white eyes, which is a spectacular detail. It looks really great. And the articulation is exactly on par with what you're used to for a big combiner toy. The fists now have individually articulated index fingers, and the other fingers move as kind of a group. There's a 5mm hole in her hand, so you can put the sword in there. And you can, of course, give her other accessories. The feet are like high-heeled boots. There's an articulated toe there, which can be useful for getting some poses right. And neither of the hands or the feet turn into guns this time. And I don't know how the pacing is for you today, but I feel like it's going a little slow, so I'll try to pick things up a bit. The helicopters are basically the same mold. Alpha Bravo or Vortex or Blades have been brought back with some new wings on the side, new chest pieces, and new heads. They look very similar and very different, thanks to the color. They're basically a mirror image of one another, except for the head sculpts. One of them's got eyes, and one of them's got the glasses, the visor thing going on. They each have a sword, and they transform nicely from helicopter to robot with no real problems. The cars Dust Up and Jumpstream are a little tougher to transform. The hoods of the cars are a little stiffer than I would like, but they're still basically good cars, and Dead End and Breakdown have been given some new pieces. The head is new, the chest is new. The hands, by the way, of all of the toys in this set, except for Rust Dust, are new. They are open hands instead of the enclosed 5mm fists that you've seen on most of the other Combiner Wars toys. I think that Dust Up looks pretty great because she looks a lot like Nightbird, if you remember from the original Transformers cartoon. Jumpstream, for some reason, reminds me of the robot Betty White. Couldn't tell you why. Maybe it's just the eyes, nose, and mouth. Could be wrong about that, but it does. And she transforms pretty well. She comes with a shield weapon, while her car teammate, Dust Up, has a pretty cool bladed, curved weapon that works pretty nicely as a spoiler for her car mode. And they all have something written in Cybertronian that's the warning for cosmic rust. It's another reference to the original Transformers cartoon. These characters did not appear on that cartoon, but it's a reference to it. They're the same color as the other ones that transform nicely, and they're joined by Rust Dust, which is basically the Legends version of Groove. Deluxe version of Groove, by the way. Stay tuned real early on the 24th for more. I don't know if that's been announced or not, but I'm not saying there's going to be anything, but there might be something. So, anyway. Rust Dust is the same kind of mold you've seen before. Great sculpt, good detail on the head. I mean, for something that small, they got the eyes and the mouth real nice. Transforms easily and painlessly, and becomes a chest ornament for Victorion. It's completely optional. You can leave it off if you like. And you might want to because the instructions aren't super honest about how this thing's supposed to look. If you assemble it correctly and you put it on the chest as it should, the Autobot symbol will actually be upside down, which looks kind of dopey. But I guess it depends on what kind of a stickler for accuracy you are. Do you want it to look kind of like it does in the box, which is wrong, or do you want to look at it where it's actually engineered to fit together a certain way, where it's also wrong? You're going to get it wrong somehow, so pick your poison. She has no weapons. The centerpiece of this box set, in more ways than one, is Pyra Magna. It's a hot spot with a new head, new hands, some new bits on her ladder, a new chest piece, and some new flaps. And oh, she also has the heel spurs from Bruticus. So it's a pretty good robot overall. She comes with a big two-piece pickaxe, which I really like. It's cool because it's suitable. It fits. It fits the fire truck motif. It's a right size, and you can store it on her vehicle mode with no real problems. It's handy. It's a good thing. Her helmet has spectacular sculpting on the sides and on the back in particular. There's a little bit more color and detail going on here than most heads, and I think that might be in part because they got to design something new. Most toys in Transformers Generation, and to be honest with you, Transformers proper, are beholden to designs that were made in 1984 through 1986. We're basically on that nostalgia treadmill where you can only make so much newness before people start to get upset. If you decide to do something that's too radical a departure for Batman, it's not Batman anymore. Same is true about Optimus Prime and Megatron. So in the case of Victorion and Pyra Magna, they really got to cut loose and come up with something original. And that's why they did a head inspired by the Kamians from the comics, which have the whole red stripe thing going on the eyes. And overall, it's a good-looking robot. Articulation is the same as Hotspot. You get the fire truck, you get the robot, you get the torso. And that's the bulk of that. It's a first new character in the Combiner Wars line that's completely new that I can remember. You might have one that I don't. Oh, wait, that's not entirely true. Because they did Off-Road, Alpha Bravo, and those guys. So there were those. But as far as an actual Combiner goes, with a fully realized team, I think that's enough technicalities. This one should be the first completely original Combiner team that wasn't a G1 guy. But we also got Galvatronus from Cyclonus, but he doesn't have any limbs, so it's not a team so much. He can just pull and grab any other guys he wants and connect them. And I should do that with my display. But yeah, so this is a great set. Well organized in the box. It looks very clean when you open it. It fits together exactly as easily as the other ones. Some of the little bits don't fit together quite as perfectly as you might like when you're transforming the robot cars, the chest flaps don't plug in quite perfectly. You might want to shave down a piece. I can't bring myself to do it just because I'm so compulsive about trying to keep things as exactly as they came out of the box as possible. I don't want to tweak anything. I would also be a bad toy talker if I didn't tell you, but all of the weapons from the individual robots merge together to form one big sword. And the engineering feat here is actually quite impressive, because each weapon has at least two places to connect to another weapon, so everything fits together. There's tabs, there's slots, there's pegs, there's holes, and it just connects to something that's kind of sturdy. Having been alive during Transformers Armada, I remember when they had a Mini-Con sword where you got three Mini-Cons, and they fit together, but it was kind of a mishmash. There were little bits hanging off, and it looked kind of like a sword made out of robot and plane chunks. It still worked. It gave you the look of what they were aspiring to do, but I can't say that it was a great-looking sword. It was an okay-looking sword. It was almost a sword-looking sword. This thing looks like a big sword, and it's got all these great pieces that fit together. They're painted nicely. The helicopter twin swords have this great white and blue finish, above and beyond the kind of thing you usually expect in a Transformers accessory. If you bought last year's Combiner Hunters set at Comic-Con, you got a good idea of what to expect. A lot fancier, a lot more paint, and it really shows a kind of love for getting this sort of thing right. So I'd say overall, it's not 100% what Hasbro polled fans on, but it's pretty close, and I would say it's good enough, because I don't have enough Combiner toys, and I certainly don't have enough new G1 characters. That's something every nostalgia line struggles with, because when you keep doing classic Star Trek, how many new guys can you introduce and have it still be classic Star Trek? With Star Wars, you had to make new movies. And there were comics and books, but it was the new movies, I think, more than anything else, that people really gravitated toward as far as the new characters. Not to say that Thrawn isn't welcome from the novels, but people embraced Rey in a much bigger way, a lot faster. Transformers has a great comic book series running right now. Actually, two right now, soon to be three, and they actually do propel the story forward. Some characters die, some characters haven't been introduced yet, and you're getting to meet new characters, not super frequently, but there's original characters for the comics. There are characters that are introduced to tie into new toys, and there are characters from other generations brought in. And Victorian is one of the new characters. And I'm hoping Hasbro has another fan's choice poll coming up soon, maybe for Titans Return, which is the new line that launches, I want to say in August, but the way these things go, sometimes things show up early, so keep your eyes open on our website in case anything changes. We have already got Power Master Optimus Prime and Blaster up for pre-order, so check those out. And I'm going to start rambling now, so I'll just say it's a good set. We have it with free shipping right now in stock. Everything is subject to change. Legally required to say that. Not legally, but it's something we do. And great for Combiner fans, good for Transformers fans. But if you're a slavish fan of G1 animation exclusively, you have no reason to buy this. If you like the fact that there's a future in Transformers and there's new stuff coming and you're eager to try out something that's a little different and a little new, and as far as combiners go, actually somewhat cohesive in its color scheme, which is extremely unusual. I just got Grand Galvatron from Japan, and it's disjointed but lovely. I like Victorion. I hope they do more toys like Victorion. I don't expect that they will, but we got a few combiners left between the official announcements and the leaks, and I can't wait to get my hands on the next one, which I believe is G2 Bruticus. So stay tuned for more on that. Order this set if you haven't already. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.